Good morning. Our call to worship this morning is going to be out of Ephesians 4, 11 through 13. It speaks of the unity between the church and God. Ephesians 4, 11 through 13. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Let us bow our heads in prayer this morning. Father, we ask that you have mercy upon us and forgive us for our sinful ways. Help us to learn and obey your word. Give us strength and knowledge to do your work and to be good servants for your glory, Lord. We thank you, Father, for taking care of our many needs and for blessing us even when we don't deserve that blessing. And please continue to keep our church unified and strong as we grow in your word. And all these things we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, good morning. I thought it was interesting this morning as we were singing some of the words to the songs and how these are songs that we've grown up with, and the words are somewhat familiar to most all of us, but that's not the case all around the world. And that's what I want to share with you a little bit about this morning, is that not everyone has the opportunities that we have in communities like this here at home. So I'm gonna share a few testimonies with you this morning. We have a couple short videos and talk about the Gideon's International. He was going to kill his parents, but then God intervened through a copy of his word. Let me tell you how that happened. Britt grew up in a large Baptist church in Brownwood, Texas. He and his wife had three children who came to know the Lord and attended church faithfully all their young lives, and then during a recession, Britt lost his job. He opened an auto repair shop in an effort to make ends meet, but the business did not do well. Depressed by the failure of his business, Britt began drinking. Before long, he was hopelessly caught up in alcoholism. From their financial woes and his abusive actions led to an increasingly dysfunctional family. During these troubled times, Britt received a New Testament from the Gideons. Through reading the word and through many months of family prayer, God took control of Britt's life and turned him around. Years later, Britt's son, Jonathan, committed a crime and was sentenced to spend 1 year in prison. When he was released, he was unable to keep a steady job and he fell into the wrong crowd. He was introduced to marijuana and eventually he became addicted to meth. Now, we know that meth can be very addicting and it causes problems even in communities like ours. By the age of 25, Jonathan was without funds to support himself and he had lost interest in the church. He was involved with drugs, and he'd moved back home to live with his parents. In the midst of all of this, Jonathan began to contemplate killing his parents and committing suicide. While plotting this crime, Jonathan came across the same New Testament his dad had received years before, and he sat down and he began reading that New Testament, and he prayed for God's intervention. That evening, Jonathan went to his parents to confess his thoughts of wanting to kill them and all the emotions he was struggling with, and he told them God had given him hope. Today, Jonathan is back in church, praying regularly, recovering from his drug use, and thank God for a single Gideon place scripture that changed the lives of both a father and a son. If we could have that first video. It's a testimony from a man named Pat Shelton.
What can I do that would make my daddy happy and spend time with me? I was 6 years old. And I said, I know what I'll do. I'll get him a beer. Well, I got a beer and my fingers wouldn't open it up, so I took a spoon and I popped it open. And I ran up to my daddy and said, look what I done, Daddy. This is for you. He said, all right, son, you open it, you drink it. That was the first time I was ever drunk. I had so much anger and rage. My dad was an alcoholic. My sister sold drugs. By the time I was 12 years old, I was selling drugs in school. By the time I was 17, I was collecting money for other drug dealers. At one time, I had 35 pounds of meth on my back, $250,000. I had 72 cops, 6 dogs, and 2 choppers after me. I was running from the law. Ended up going to jail. A Gideon named Charlie Waters came into my cell, looked me straight in the eye, and told me, Jesus loves you and I love you. I looked at him, I said, well, undoubtedly he don't know me. So one day he was telling us about this man Jesus, and I felt this tear start coming up in my eye, and I started fighting that so hard because I was Pat Shelton. I was a man that collected money. I was a drug dealer. I collected money from other drug dealers. I was burning houses, blowing up cars. I was destroying families. Nothing made me cry. And I didn't know what to do. And Charlie came in and told me, would you do this for me? Would you read this book for me? I read the book of John, and I got over there and I got to reading about all these people. I read about Peter, and I wrote about all these people in here. And I said, they were nice guys, but this Jesus has got it going on. And then I realized, this man truly died for me. And I got down on my knees and I said, Lord, I don't know you, don't know nothing about you. But if you could take this pain and this suffering, this rage and this anger from me and this addiction, I won't give you my life, I'll surrender. And right at that moment, he spoke to me and he gave me forgiveness. He said, I forgive you. Well, I came up excited. Finally got out of jail. When I got out of jail, I said, God, I'll never come back to this jail. You get me out here, I'll never come back. 1 year to the day, he called me to minister. I went back to the jail. I've been doing the jail ministry for 9 years. We've had over 800 men come out of that jail. Since then, I serve a God that's a God of restoration. He has restored my family. I led my mom and daddy both to the Lord. And he's given me a chance to go out and tell people how wonderful he is. And all this happened because of one man. One man never gave up. And that's why I'm doing what I do today, is because he loved me enough to tell me.
The Gideon's International receives incredible testimonies like this one on a regular basis. And that's why we serve, to see people turn to Christ after reading a Bible or a New Testament. For many of you, when you hear the name Gideon's, you think about the Bibles bearing the Gideon name, which you regularly see in hotels and motels. And these have certainly been an important and highly recognizable part of our ministry. The Gideon's International is also much more than that. Through your ongoing support, the majority of our distributions provide God's word to the next generation, students at schools and colleges. We also provide scriptures for prisons, police, fire, medical personnel, as well as those in the military. And we have continually placed scriptures at the hospitals, just like our hospital right down the street. The Gideon's International is organized in over 200 countries, territories, and possessions. We are unique in that our members live in the countries where they serve. We're not just visitors in countries like Nepal, Haiti, and the Ukraine. We know the language and the culture, and we send scriptures to these countries in their own languages. Gideon's work there, share the gospel and copies of God's word with their neighbors, their families, and their friends. Because of your prayerful support, last year the Gideons distributed over 90 million copies of God's word around the world in over 95 languages. We're seeing results in places like India, where scripture distributions have increased dramatically and could grow even more if funds were available for more scriptures. You may be interested to know that the Gideon's International is now legally distributing scriptures in the People's Republic of China. And to date, more than 3 million copies have been provided. These scriptures are distributed by Gideon teams and also make available for distribution through Christian-owned businesses in that country. We praise God for the open doors across Asia, where one out of every three people lives, and we thank you for helping make that possible. Our single purpose is to see lost people come to faith in Christ, and we seek to serve our Lord in accomplishing the goal through personal witnessing and distributing copies of God's Word, copies that churches like yours help to provide. Time and time again, we find that people are eager for the Word of God, and their lives are changed eternally. Could we hear the Michael Williams, please?
I was raised in a nominally Catholic family. We went to church on Christmas and Easter, and I didn't take anything away from that brief flirtation with religion except for the fuzzy idea that there was a God and that I'd have to give an account of my life to Him someday. Right out of high school, I went into the Navy. I was assigned to my first seagoing duty station, a ballistic missile submarine. Sailors aren't known for carrying Bibles around. Right then, as I was thinking about the deepest questions of life, one of my crewmates, right then, providentially, held up a little Gideon Testament and said, "Hey, somebody gave me one of these when we were in port. If anyone wants it, you can have it. Didn't cost me anything." That's exactly what I wanted. I took that little testament and I started reading it, and it gripped me. Here was the truth. Here was the meaning and the purpose and the significance and the direction that I was looking for in life. All I had was this Gideon Testament. And I'd come across passages like Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So as I knew how, I prayed, "God, this is the life that I want. I believe you've done this for me through your Son, Jesus Christ. I want this relationship with you." And, you know, all those hundreds and hundreds of feet of seawater and that titanium hull of the submarine were nothing for God's grace. It just penetrated all of that and went right into my heart. So I went on to Bible college, and then from there on to seminary. And then from there on to university, and then at the university I got a call to come and teach Bible at a theological seminary in Michigan, where I've been teaching for 16 years. So you can see what a tremendous impact the Gideons have had on my life, and not just my life, but also in the lives of all the thousands and thousands of people that I get to teach and preach and write and speak to. About the good news of the saving grace of God through Jesus Christ. The impact of the Gideons just keeps going on and on and on.
A Gideon-placed hotel Bible has a potential to reach more than 2,300 people during its lifetime. Just imagine the impact of a single copy of God's Word, even in our small community, in the hotels and motels that we have in our area. Right now, millions of lost people are in need of God's Word, many of them right here in the United States, and some of them live just down the street from where we are this morning. And they don't always come to a service like this one, so we have to go to them. And we can go to them through our schools and through the young people in our community, by reaching out to them and giving them God's Word. You'll be interested to know that we also have an avenue of distributing help to reach the youth of America. And this program, which is facilitated through church youth pastors, involves an in-school peer-to-peer distribution by Christian high school students to their classmates of an interactive booklet referred to as the Life Book. Since 2010, over 27 million copies of the Life Book, which contains the Gospel of John, have been provided to Christian youth for distribution to their peers. This avenue of distribution strengthens our long-standing program of placing the Word of God in the hands of young people. We need your help to continue to reach students and to reach hotels and to reach countries around the world, and that starts with prayer. So please pray that we'll have a steady flow of funds to purchase and place Bibles and New Testaments in the coming months. Secondly, I'd ask you to pray that we'll have more men and women to become Gideons and auxiliary members in this community to help to distribute those Bibles. The Gideons International helped to meet the growing need of distributing God's Word. Finally, pray for those who receive God's Word today will not only open the Scriptures, but also open their hearts to Christ. I'd like for us to see every heartbeat, and then I'll have some closing comments.
I lost my home, lost my job, and ended up on the streets.
I found it a suitable place for me to hang myself.
We found our son had taken his own life on our property.
Just as the distribution was ending, someone placed a testament in my outstretched hand.
That one testament had a great impact on our lives and our family.
This is an opportunity for me to have a New Testament.
As I began to read the book of Revelations, I could see how much God loved me.
It was like for the first time in my life that I really felt acceptance.
I'm fixing up this drug, and I see the Gideon's Bible over there. But there was a force compelling me to pick this up. You know, he says he'd take away all the weights and burdens that you have. They were gone.
It has given me hope for daily living in the worst circumstances of my life.
Then I knew that there was someone who loved me.
All I said was, "Yes, Lord." And it was like I was born again right there.
It's wonderful to see testimonies like that, where people have picked up a hotel Bible or motel Bible, or been handed a Gideon New Testament, either in the military or a college campus or in a grade school somewhere, and it's changed lives. And maybe not only one life, but several lives in a family. Sometimes we never know when we place scriptures, who's going to pick those up and read them, or we never know when. Sometimes those scriptures are held by a family or a person for years and years and years, and then someone picks it up and reads it, and people are saved, lives are saved because of that. So if the Lord has spoken to your heart today about the impact of His Word that His Word is making through this ministry, please consider making a financial gift to the Gideons International. For an investment of about $1.25, you can provide for the purchase and placement of a Gideon New Testament. These include the costs involved in getting the scripture printed and into the hands of people who are in need of hearing God's word around the world. Where God leads, He provides. Perhaps today you could fill 100 open and waiting hands. Your donation of $125 will result in a box of New Testaments being sent somewhere to to needy people around the world. For your convenience, you can make your checks payable to the Gideon's International or use the gift card form available in your bulletin insert. Now, they were, I think, in the back somewhere, so if you didn't get one of those, they are available by the entryway. You can also donate scriptures anytime through our Gideon card program. We have cards for various occasions that you can send in memory or in recognition of someone's achievements, that you can donate scriptures in memory of a loved one or a lost soul, and send scriptures in recognition of someone's achievements in your family. This is a unique and memorable way to touch thousands of lives through God's word, through a simple greeting card. So look for the display, and that also is out by your entryway. It was nice to meet your new pastor this morning. I'm sorry that you had to sit and listen to me, and I may not get to listen to you for a while, but it's good that you got here, and I'm glad for that. I know this congregation has been looking for a pastor for a little while, and their prayers have been answered. So, and our prayers as Gideons are answered by people like you. Keep us in your prayers. If you felt led today to give toward the Gideon ministry, we appreciate that. So with no further ado, I want to ask God's blessing on this congregation, and thank you very much for your attentiveness.
As we leave our worship service, I'm going to close with Colossians 3, verses 16 and 17. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Have a wonderful week.